Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, this is Dub Knight. I'm going to answer questions, about my previous podcast. You know, I have talked about stuff personally too in a minute. Well, first of all, my legacy and beyond, goodbye for now. My album is out. It's my final album for this year. I have been making music for a very, very long time, about 30 years. And I'm not afraid about talking about my age because it's been so hard. All the years of not just making demos, but previous years, several years of performing and coming up with demos and trying to get managers and rejection of companies. So all these songs have been released. They're not all the demos I've made. I made songs I have not released yet. I was a hard rocker because at first when I got into music, when I came to Hollywood, I was a hard rocker because I wanted to be a rock and roll. Yes, I was influenced by the pop metal. The pop metal was already over when I came out here. I was very young. I lived on the streets. I only had my suitcase and a couple $100s and I got off the Greyhound. Boy, that was so brave. I wish I would have done it differently now. And let me tell you, if you are an artist and you come to Hollywood, my suggestion to you, do not come out here with a few $100 or $50. You don't want to suffer living on the streets. Make sure you have a few thousand or $10,000 save up, but it can be in a hotel and you can get your apartment so you don't have to go through the adversity of what I experienced, because it was so mentally and physically damaging to live on the street. But it was because I just came out here, and yes, like many Hollywood hopefuls, I was, had a troubled life, but I had that ambition. But I knew when I came out here, hearing about all those horror stories about famous artists and what they did coming to Hollywood, like Axl Rose and living on the streets, or Poison, or Molly Crew, or stuff like that, and hearing about certain artists, I'm trying to keep away from negativity, where I could put myself in danger. I ain't gonna go to jail. I ain't gonna be an alcoholic or drug addict. I'm not going to, do any of that. And, I did put, unfortunately, it was a complex situation. But all those experiences were channeled in the songwriting that made for all the songs that I made. Like, it was the trauma, it was the outcast, it was like feeling alienated, sleeping on the streets at Hollywood Boulevard or Sunset Boulevard, or going to other parts of LA, places I never thought I would imagine to be going to Lancaster at the age of 19, 20. That was a desert. Oh wow. Anyway, I've been all over. So that's what happened. But there are other songs. The album consists of adversity. It consists of rock, but it also consists of pop. Pop is, I love to write about love. So you hear songs like I Want You. I'm going to tell you, my voice has developed tremendously. I can love to sing a pop song, love to sing, but I Want You was released where I experimented with my voice. My voice was not, I would say, my, I approach it in my own unique style, which is great. So I want you to about falling in love, wanting to fall in love, which I haven't. And then I'm overused about meeting someone that I actually have feelings for. I don't know why. When I was with that person, it was misguided because that person would never be with someone like me. The person was interested in other people, but it was so painful when it ended because I'm over you was about, we were not in a relationship, but there were, it was for, on my side, the feelings, but I knew it was impossible to be with that person. But when it ended, it was very painful. It was confusing for me. And I had to write about it too, the fantasies of falling in love with someone. I never fell in love. So writing about love was a great thing, you know. So it's a mixture of pop, rock, dance. It's there for you to enjoy. Please buy it. Listen to it. It's all for you. If you like pop songs, dance songs, or a mixture of dance and rock, it is there for you to enjoy. I know that rock and roll is no longer popular. It's mostly about pop or, you know, rap or country. So if you like pop, listen to it. It's there for you to enjoy. Falling in love with somebody is something I never experienced. You know, my dream to make it a big time is still an ongoing thing, and I never fell in love with somebody. So it's something that I can write about because falling in love with the wrong person or not experiencing recognition for who I am with another person was painful. So I wrote about the situations when I'm over you, but then the adversity side is where, you know, unique was very interesting because unique wasn't just about, unique was about coming across a record executive who judged me not to be the industry type. But it was okay because it was a learning experience. And how I have my own unique style. I'm not crazy. I'm not unstable. I just have my own unique style. So listen to the album. Is there for you to enjoy. If you like a mixture of rock and pop, you'll like it. Or just enjoy the pop. I think there are singles. A lot of people I know have, like, I Really Want to Be With You. Again, that's part of the pop side. I have several pop songs on there. I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, which is a fantasy. Or, let's say, inspiration to make it in Hollywood. Which I came out here on the Greyhound with my suitcase with a few $100. I was on the, down the streets of LA, downtown LA. I made my way to Hollywood with my suitcase, still homeless, living in the gutter. I was in the gutter of LA, the gutter of Hollywood. And, you know, trying to get out of the gutter was very difficult. In some ways, I'm still in the gutter, just, you know, a struggle, but I've grown a lot. I'm more healthier than I was when I first came out here. I had that dream. However, you know, I haven't seen that dream to go to the next level. The good thing is I had that dream, and I'm on an indie label, and I got it released, so that's at least a good thing. Let me talk about any other issues with my podcast, because I spoke some issues, personal issues. Yeah, trauma, the song, you heard the rock song was about all the experiences I went through, coming across people who were up to no good, living on the streets, the people I lived near, the bad experiences of losing what I thought was a good friendship or relationship turned out not to be. Again, I never fell in love. I wanted to be with somebody in love, but it never happened. But again, whatever I expressed recently about my home situation or so on, It was not intended. I try, as I said before, I never mention anyone's name. I know people probably heard my podcast about home or allegations. I kept repeating the same thing. It's nothing I can do, but that coincides with who I am, being unique. And being unique in this society is why it's a gift. It's a gift to be yourself. It can be a deterrent to attract evil in this society, because some people are just not open-minded and tolerant, even in sunny blue Los Angeles, California. So I would say to those who are unique and who have their own unique style, want to march to the beat of their own drum, please do so. Continue to be who you are, because life and laws should protect you. There's nothing wrong with you. It's wrong with people who are ignorant. I am going to also say that what I, you know, my health is okay. You know, if anyone is concerned about me related to this, because I talk about those same issues, I'm fine. I am fine mentally. I just have expressed myself, because those issues are so important to me. Because, you know, when you have a talk about somebody, with, you know, who talk about my music, and I'm like, yeah, I've written the music. I'm with BMI ASCAP. I've been writing for so long. And I'm like, they misunderstand what I'm trying to do. You know, that's why I've written that song. I want my Hollywood dream to come true. I mean, I'm not writing for no hobby. I've written those, you know, I'm writing to be a professional singer-songwriter. The songwriting side is another aspect of creativity, of being an artist, that I really become more, as years went by, more acquainted with, because whatever I want to sing as an artist is so important. I got to sing something that I can relate to. And it's great, because I'm also the songwriter, so I have to write the lyrics to what I sing and be involved in the music, you know. And with the music, I have worked with other people on this album, with one other person or other people. So it was great to do. Now, there are songs I did by myself, like I Do Love You is such a joy. So that is where it is. Please listen to the album. It is there for you to enjoy. And please buy it. Please get as many copies as you can, because the album is for you, for me as a professional singer, songwriter, musician. And please buy as many as you can. Good day, good night from Dove Nights.